is how you'll do it. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. Mark, how does the site allow listeners to take control of it?
Well, you can link to either blog posts or videos or news stories, whatever it is you think's important. Put it in a show prep there at the website. People will vote it up, vote it down with, the idea in mind that it is show prep. You can do the same with theirs. And we, of course, go there and take a look at the show prep and decide from what we're going to choose. It's freetalklive.com. It's a great way to be involved. I can tell you there's likely a lot more eyes on that page than there are on your Facebook newsreader.
Depends on how many people you have on Facebook, but maybe true.
Well, even if you have 5,000 people on Facebook, the chances are if you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, they have 5,000 friends too, because they are the Facebook hooker just like you are, and so therefore their news feed flies by at the speed of light, and you never get your news out there anyway.
Good point. So our number here, 855-450-FREE, and coming up, I'll tell you about what happened today in Concord, where a group of activists decided to gather with multiple video cameras to make a stand for press freedom and stand up for the ability to record video in so-called public courthouses. It was a very interesting day. We can get to some of that, but we've actually got an announcement here tonight that made industry news today over at talkers.com. So, Mark, do you want to set the stage for what happened?
Sure. Michael Savage, for whatever reason, believes
he's a talk show host.
He's either number three or number four, depends on how you look at it.
But at night, he's number one.
He is certainly the king of the nighttime evening airwaves, Michael Savage. His shtick is language, culture, and borders. He's basically the opposite of Free Talk Live. And
yeah, he hates people who are brown, for instance, that haven't jumped through a bunch of hoops to come here and make a better life for themselves.
Well, you can characterize it however you want. But he offered Newt Gingrich $1 million, as if $1 million is that much to Newt Gingrich, in order to get out of the election. Because he believes that Romney's the man and Newt's just diluting the pool or something. I don't know exactly what he thinks.
It's a publicity stunt.
So, that was what was done. And, what it says to me is $1 million. I mean, everybody says, well, that's chump change compared to what you're going to make as insider information as the president. I mean, frankly, come on. Does anybody really believe that $1 million is that the presidency is worth a piddling amount like $1 million?
Right. Well, I mean, the president gets paid less than that, isn't it? Something like $400,000 in the year.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Isn't the money from coming to stuff and giving speeches and
afterwards,
your president?
Yeah.
I mean, there's deals that you can cut and backroom deals, et cetera, that could be worth millions of dollars from being president. I mean, who knows how much it truly is worth. Obviously, it's worth a lot to the political parties because they spend billions trying to accomplish this.
Yeah, didn't Barack Obama spend $1 billion on his last campaign? I mean, one would wonder why they would do such a thing. The answer
was half a million.
Worth that much. But I may think there may be a point. Newt Gingrich is not going to win the presidency no matter what. I mean, it's sort of like a comet hitting the White House or something weird. So $1 million is a nice booby prize rather than, going all the way and losing everything. And I don't think I think he's already burned out. But whatever, that was the offer. Mark Levin.
And he got industry press for making that offer.
Yes, he did.
Headlines. And then the next day,
Mark Levin, evening talk show host.
He's the one that sounds like this.
Yeah, he would love to eat Newt Gingrich's lunch. And
you're much better at him than I.
Yeah, and he'd love to eat Michael Savage's lunch. He decides that he'll offer Michael Savage $100,000 to get out of the radio business, which, of course, is the same kind of chump change compared to what Michael Savage makes doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Levin offers him $100,000 to get out of radio. I don't know if that corresponds in any way. It's just kind of a weird thing to do.
Well, it's okay. So they're both nighttime hosts.
Right.
And so they both have more radio affiliates than Free Talk Live. And so it's kind of like the top two, right? So Mark Levin is the underdog to Michael Savage, and he saw the opportunity, and I think brilliantly on his part to, you know, attack back, so to speak, or jump in.
That's what radio stunting's about.
Yeah, and, you know, got some press out of it the next day as well. But he doesn't like Michael Savage. He appears not to.
He's in competition with Michael Savage.
Yeah, so he's trying to get more affiliates for his radio show. So, yeah, it would be great if Michael Savage went away.
I'd like to talk a little crap, if I may, about why these guys are big time in the nighttime area. Now, Michael Savage, he's earned it legit, all right? He's the big boy on the block because he earned it. However, most companies that do network ad buys, the first thing it says is do not air during Michael Savage. We get network ad buys for Free Talk Live, and it says that on our reports. I know you don't look at them, Ian, but it says it like on every single one of them.
Just no Savage or no Savage comma?
No Michael Savage, or it'll say no Michael Savage or controversial content. Mm. And when it says that, what it means is no Michael Savage. Because, I mean, you know, I'm like, oh, we have controversial content. I mean, I called, and it's like, oh, no. That just means no Michael Savage.
Interesting.
So what they have to do with Michael Savage is demand inventory, that's commercials, outside of his area on the radio station during the day in order to sell ads into so they can really make the money. Do you understand?
You mean the network or the person that's promoting Savage, right? The company that's promoting him?
Right. So the network that airs Savage demands commercials from the radio station that airs Savage outside of Savage's broadcast time.
Right. So if
Free Talk Live's commercials always air within Free Talk Live's time frame,
right.
And that's done with every show that I know of besides Michael Savage. Now, I don't know
There are other shows that do this. I mean,
okay.
It's basically kind of cramming down commercials on radio stations, and I find it just a really distasteful tactic, personally. I always try to think about, you know, how would I feel if I were a program director? Because essentially what you're saying, Mark, just to rephrase it, is if I'm the program director of a radio station and I come to this syndicate that syndicates Michael Savage and I say, I want to pick up Michael Savage, they say, well, you've got to run X amount of commercials every single day outside of Michael Savage's airtime. And you're saying that's because there are some companies that just won't buy Michael Savage's show.
That's correct.
The syndicator still needs to support whatever costs they have to, you know, carry this guy's
show. So they
show.
Sell those commercials, otherwise.
Right. So they may force me to put Michael Savage's commercials, so-called, into my morning show with my local host, and therefore make it so I don't have as much commercials to sell or as many commercials to sell in the mornings, etc. Do you feel like that? We explained that, Allie?
I think I understand, basically, that you can only... Is the idea you can only play the Michael Savage-approved commercials during his radio show?
No. What it means is that Michael Savage is sort of so distasteful that if you want the big money for Michael Savage, that the company needs to ask for ads outside of Michael Savage during other talk show hosts' time slots.
Okay.
I mean, a talk show is airing, always airs commercials, so maybe the station decides to go through the morning show or air during Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or whatever they've got on.
Right, so actually Savage's, those advertisers get greater exposure because they're on during daylight hours during, you know, these bigger day parts, but it costs the radio station because they don't have as much that they can sell their own selves. Because any time the Michael Savage commercials are running, they're not being able to run the local furniture store commercial and things like that. So essentially what you're saying, Mark, is he just basically crams down these requirements on his affiliates. And he can do it because he's a big star, and, like, you know, he's hot stuff. So if one station drops him, then another one might just pick him up.
So speaking of cram downs, let's move on to Mark Levin. And remember, this is me talking crap. And that doesn't mean it's not true. It's just me sort of telling all.
Well, they've earned it. You know, this is how they do
business. I don't know that Mark Levin has earned it, and here's why.
He's earned crap, is what I mean. He's earned crap.
Okay. Because Savage has earned the ratings that Savage has. Mark Levin, however, the show is crammed down. And they say...
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Because if you want to carry... I think it's the same syndicator
Hannity.
As Sean Hannity. So if you want to carry Sean Hannity, the syndicator...
You got to carry Levin.
The network says, okay, you want... if you want Hannity, you have to take Levin.
Right.
And that's what they shoved
in. 1-855-453. So what do we do about all this? Because we made some news in relation to it. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And unlike some of the other talk show hosts in the business, we actually don't charge for our website over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can have a mobile site, too, if you'd like. If you have a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com, and that'll connect you to our live streams and the podcast very easily, quickly. Once again, m.freetalklive.com.
The LC9 is Ruger's new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. It's Ruger.com.
So, speaking of those other talk show hosts, we are talking about them, and normally we don't really have much to say about these folks, but in this case, they came up in the news this week in the industry, and we decided, and Mark, this was all your idea. Well, mostly. We decided to kind of...
Right, you took my joke and you softened it and toned it down, or
jump
whatever
on,
you did.
Jump on this. And what happened was Michael Savage, who's this big shot talk show host, he's pretty old from what I understand, in his late 70s.
Is there a talk show host that's not?
Well, some of them are in their 50s.
Okay.
I mean, Michael Savage is essentially an elderly gentleman, although he's not much of a gentleman. He's kind of a jerk. Anyway, he's on the most stations of any of the night shows, and he offers $1 million to this Newt Gingrich character to drop out of the race. This other talk show host, Mark Levin, who is also a nighttime talk show host, probably number two to Savage is number one, I would guess. He comes out and he offers, what was it, $100,000 for Savage to quit his job. Levin says, it's time for you to retire. You're really old and I want your affiliates. So
right.
You need to.
That's exactly what it's all about.
You need to leave. I can't beat you based on merit and talent.
It says here Savage is just 70. He's not 70.
Really? I thought it was in the late 70s.
He was born March 31st. Michael Wiener.
Did you know his son is the guy that owns the Rockstar drink franchise?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't buy Rockstar.
Can you imagine me drinking one of those with my allergies to stimulants?
I wasn't just talking to you, Mark.
I mean,
you'd
have to
listening.
Put a bit in my mouth and tie me to the wall.
Yeah, Mark does. He's a little sensitive to caffeine. So this other character, Levin, he has a kind of a voice that's it's a little squeaky. I guess you could say.
I thought it sounded like the penguin from Batman. Man,
yeah,
but it's nothing like it. I went back and listened to the old Batman serials, and the penguin sounds much more normal than Mark Levin does.
Well, anyway, he gets on the radio. Both of these guys get on the radio and preach hate. You know, they preach fear. And, of course, one of them has the gall to masquerade as though he gives a damn about liberty.
His book was Liberty and Tyranny.
Right. This is the Mark Levin guy. Mm-hmm. So we were getting into the other thing that is kind of behind the scenes that people may not know about his show, and that is that his whole show is basically a cram down. And cram down is an industry jargon, and what it means is that it's something that is forced, sort of, upon radio stations. It's like, you want to take this? Well, you've got to take this, too. So if you want to take Sean Hannity, and it's funny, Allie, you knew who Sean Hannity was, but you didn't even know he had a radio show.
No.
This is the number two radio show in a talk radio show.
And he was on the radio before he was on television, right?
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
Now that you guys mention it, though, I just looked up Mark Levin, and I was actually given a book by him before moving here.
Was that the Liberty and Tyranny book?
Yeah, from someone who I guess was concerned that I was into Ron Paul. Giving
here,
me this
will set you straight, little lady.
I just, started flipping through a little bit, and I had to throw it away. Like, I didn't know what else to do with it, because I wasn't going to read it. I didn't want to give it to anyone to read.
I had to throw it away.
Set it on fire.
Oh, boy.
So,
I'm not going to claim that neither one of these men are intelligent. I think that these guys, they're well-educated, they're smart guys.
He's a lawyer or something, right, this Levin guy?
Right. I differ greatly on their politics.
They're just statists.
And the way that they wish to sort of motivate humans and their stand on human liberty.
They're big government, fear-mongering Republican types, basically.
And I would say that's pretty accurate. Savage bills himself as an independent. And I think they both would build. I mean, you can't walk out
smart.
And say, I'm a Republican anymore. You must say, I really don't like what the Republicans have done. However, I'm a Republican. I mean, you have to kind of qualify your Republicanism after George Bush, because George Bush took the Republican brand and drug it through the mud. Don't worry. The next guy will, too.
So this Levin guy basically got a job with a syndicate, a big syndicate, and the syndicate is the same syndicate that syndicates Sean Hannity. And so the syndicate knows that everyone wants the Sean Hannity show. The top station in the market wants to have the big names like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, etc. So in order to have Sean Hannity, they have to take Mark Levin. And the only way that wouldn't happen is if some station was big enough, they had enough clout to say, no, that's all right. We're not going to take your Levin. And if you don't want to give us Hannity, then
we'll
that's fine.
Put on something else.
Go take a walk. And we'll put on a local show and we'll beat you with it. In fact, that's what some people have been doing. Some stations, there's a station in Delaware. I think it's WDEL, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'm misremembering, but it's a Wilmington area station that that had Sean Hannity on, and they dumped him. They dumped his ass, and they put on a local show, and they're cleaning the floor with the other station in the market.
You know, I mean, it's been said before in the industry that you have the best thing to have is a good local show. The next best thing to have is a good national show, and then after that, it's a bad local show. I mean, and the difficulty is. Do you have a good show or not? Do you know if you have a good show?
Well, in this case, what drove them to it was just frustration with having to deal with all the corporate cram-downs and stuff like that. So, you know, it sucks. I mean, can you imagine if you wanted to take Free Talk Live that you had to take some really crappy new show that has not even been proven whatsoever? Like, if we just tried to force some new crappy show down our station's throats, they'd be pissed at us for that. And so that, but that's what these big companies, these big corporate syndicate conglomerates do. So this Levin guy offers $100,000 to Michael Savage to quit his job. And so it's like this little talk show host spat thing. So, Mark, you said we need to jump into this.
Well, I'm going to give Levin credit on this. He stunted just right. He saw an opportunity, and he struck like a cobra. And he did it just right. However, him stunting gave me the idea that that's what we needed to do too.
And even now, though we didn't
consider these guys are in competition, and we're in competition with them. So Free Talk Live needed to stunt on this one. And I thought it was I came up with the idea of basically saying that I'll pay $10,000 in order to see Mark Levin and Michael Savage wrestle in a kiddie pool full of grape jello, wearing chartreuse and mauve speedos.
It was too juvenile, though. It was too juvenile for me, for my taste. And so what I did was I put it out onto Facebook and asked, crowdsourced it, basically, and said to the Free Talk Live listeners, hey, what should our offer be? What should Free Talk Live's offer be to these characters, this Levin and Savage? And, you know, a few folks responded, some of them with ideas similar to yours, Mark. And then there was what I thought was the best one.
Actually, my idea did come from crowdsourcing, too. I'd like to make that clear.
Oh, okay. So, good, to give credit where credit's due. So, so somebody came up with the idea that we should have them sit down with, I believe it was a Muslim, for lunch. Now, again, these are hate mongers, fear mongers, who are the kinds of guys we get on the radio, and they talk bad about Muslims, and they talk bad about immigrants. These are the kinds of shows that you would hear if you actually bothered to listen to them. And so I thought that was great. We kind of refined that idea a little bit. Mark, you suggested adding an undocumented immigrant, so they should have lunch with a Muslim, an Orthodox Muslim, and an undocumented immigrant that's working hard to feed their family. And so we'll continue here. And I realize after the fact, Mark, we probably should have suggested they also have lunch with a gay guy as well.
Oh, that'd have been great.
1-855-453, but I didn't think of that until tonight. 1-855-453, you can take control of the airwaves. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Don't hesitate to get involved in various different interactive areas like the bulletin board system where you can go and post messages with other Free Talk Live listeners. All of it is free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
So if you have an activist in your life, or, you know, maybe you are an activist, this is the Christmas gift for them. Maybe you'll need to get your wife or mom or whomever to buy it for you. But this is the perfect gift for the activist. It is the dashboard, the GPS black box dash cam from freedomcam.net. I've got one of these in one of my cars. Ian, you've got it in yours.
I do.
Second one for my other car because I don't want to be without this. What this does is video and audio records all the time in your car. It keeps 8 hours worth of recording on there, and it also, in case there's some kind of bump or something like that, it'll record a period of time around the bump. So if you get into an accident or you have some kind of incident on the side of the road, say a police officer, you know, does or says something awful to you while you're on the side of the road, you've got it recorded. It's the
GPS tracked as well. There's a GPS unit in there.
Every bit of it. And of course, if you get into an accident and the other driver wants to lie, you've got all the information right there. Mm-hmm. It's got a front camera. It's got a back camera. Everything that could ever possibly happen, it is what you need in your car. And I've had one for a very long time. It's largely hands-free. You don't have to worry about it too much. It does its little thing. You set it up, it does its thing. Go to freedomcam.net and get one today. It's
smart
awesome.
Idea.
That'd be a great Christmas present for me. Yeah. If anyone out there wants to
hint. 1-855-453, the toll-free number. So we made an offer after this trading of offers between the nighttime talk show hosts this week that got them both publicity. Their names are Michael Savage and Mark Levin, and they are the big boys at nighttime in talk radio. We've kind of been revealing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on in the talk business and how this stuff really works. It's a little insider information for you tonight. But the reason we brought all this up was so we could bring up why or how what our response was. How did we handle this? And it was one of our listeners that suggested that we should offer some money to perhaps a charity if they were to go. And I don't know if it was originally offered to a charity, but anyway, it was offer some money up if they were to actually go out to lunch with a Muslim. And Mark, you added to that an undocumented immigrant working hard to support his family. So to have these hate mongering, fear mongering.
Right, because I don't like people that come across the border illegally to, suck off of the welfare programs here in the United States any more than anybody else does. However, I do think that this is the land of opportunity, and I think that a huge bureaucratic hurdle has been put in place. I've heard the number that the wait, essentially, if you're a Mexican trying to get in the United States, legally, the wait can be 140 years.
Yeah, so the whole system is screwy, but these are the people that support the system, and they support cracking down on free people and peaceful people. And so the idea would be, well, have you ever actually talked to a Muslim? Have you ever actually talked to, and I mean listened to, I guess is what I should really say. Have you ever actually listened to an undocumented immigrant? And that was part of what we did with the offer, was said that in order for them, of course, we know they're not going to do this, right? But in order for them to collect the money for the charity, they would have to, in a conversation, if they were actually having this lunch, this supposed lunch with the undocumented immigrant or Orthodox Muslim, that they, the talk show host, would have to talk less than 40% of the time for the lunch. Meaning, if you're talking less than 40% of the time, you're doing most of the listening in the conversation.
Right.
And these are talk show hosts who, well, they're used to running their mouths.
Sure.
And these are guys that host single man. They're just kind of like the standard angry white conservative male talk show host where they're all alone on their show. I heard this Levin guy. He addresses his this is such a weird thing that some talk show hosts do. If, Mark, you were my phone screener and I was the monologuing host, I would be monologuing and talking about whatever issue I was talking about. And sometimes that you'll hear a host say, "Isn't that right, Mark?" But Mark's never allowed to turn on his microphone to respond.
Right. Rush does this with Snurdly, the off. I don't know what.
It may not even be a real person.
It's like their sidekick or something.
But they're not even a sidekick because they're not allowed to talk. So they're just the person who's over there running the board.
Silent Bob.
Right. And so it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't understand the reason why they do that. I guess they want, maybe it makes them feel like they're talking to someone.
It doesn't seem weird now that I've heard Rush do it for so long, but it's odd.
But the Levin
guy, character I've never been introduced to.
This Levin guy, I didn't even call him by name. Like, he'll talk to his board operator, and he'll just call them board op. Or board operator or something like that. And, we'll do that, but it's only because I don't know who the board operator is most nights on this show. And that's only when there's, like, some technical emergency that I actually have to shout out to the board op. If I knew his name, I would use his name. But Levin's sitting right across a window from his phone screener.
Well, another thing Levin does is he'll say that, most talk show hosts will say, "Coming to from you to tie atop the Michelin building in downtown Sheboygan." They'll give that shtick. Rush does it.
Yeah.
I mean, they all do it. You know where they're broadcasting from. Levin says he's broadcasting from a bunker deep in the heart of a secret bunker deep in the. I mean, he doesn't even tell people who he is or what he does.
You think so? I thought he was in New York City.
He may very well be. I mean, you could probably find the information out. I'm just saying when I listen to the show, that's what I've heard.
So the offer was go ahead and go to lunch with an Orthodox Muslim. Not some crazy Muslim like one of the radicals from the Nation of Islam or something like that. Last I heard, they still believe that there was a crazy black scientist who created the white race. Last I heard, Nation of Islam was still a very racist organization. Maybe that has changed, and if I am wrong on that, please correct me. But I mean an Orthodox Muslim, someone who really follows the original teachings of of the Quran and Muhammad. So the idea would be to have lunch with these folks, and then once they did that, Free Talk Live would pay $250 per lunch. So Levin could have lunch with an undocumented immigrant who's working hard to feed his family and a Muslim and earn $500 for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And Savage could do the same thing. So we're willing to pay up to $1,000 to St. Jude. But I didn't want to seem like chintzy with this offer, right? Because we know they're not going to take us up on it. I mean, Savage knows that Newt Gingrich probably isn't going to take the $1 million, so yep. It's just a publicity
Levin
stunt.
Levin knows that
Savage is going to quit doing talk radio,
for
so that's a
$100,000.
So we wanted to actually really offer some money up that could do some good to the world, and so the rest of the offer was, well, if these two talk show host characters don't actually take us up on this deal,
and we know they won't,
then Free Talk Live and our listeners will come through with at least $1,000 for St. Jude. And so the way I figure we're going to run it,
right.
we'll give them a couple weeks to actually respond, and you know, give them a little bit of time to where they can actually take someone out to lunch. And presuming they don't, which they probably won't, because it would acknowledge
it would be
that
ludicrous
we
if they even acknowledged having. Yeah. You know, I'm sure. I don't know whether Savage has acknowledged Levin's offer, but.
I don't think he would be a fool
if he had.
Yeah, no, I don't believe he has. So again, the idea would be to make this offer, and then if they don't take us up on it, which they probably won't, then coming up in the new year, when it turns to 2012, we'll go ahead and do a fundraiser for St. Jude.
Yep.
And, you know, you, the listener, will be welcome to kick in a few bucks. We'll set up a chip in or something like that and send folks over to it. But anything we don't raise from you, Mark, you and I are going to kick in the remainder for whatever.
I have always supported St. Jude.
We've done it before on this show. We talked about St. Jude.
You know, bald kids with cancer, it's hard to go wrong with that particular charity. I can see why. Some have complaints about some charities. Some charities don't give enough money to, you know, doesn't trickle down enough. In this case, they give families that have, a child with cancer, they take care of it for free. And that's got to be huge for a family that's struggling. So many are right now. That's why I've done it.
That's awesome.
And I think we said we would donate the money to St. Jude in the name of love, peace, and compassion or something like that. So
is it better than language, culture, and borders?
Yeah. So it's like a total juxtaposition against these hate-mongering, fear-mongering tacos. And we got national coverage from yep. Talkers Magazine.
Talkers Magazine.
Gave them an exclusive on it, and they covered us in their daily little news update thing that they send out to people in the industry today. So we got some airtime, sort of. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top-rated by expert reviewers. And now, it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and bring up anything at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that $3 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, so they can get away from the fear-mongering that they tend to hear on talk radio and maybe hear a message about real liberty and personal responsibility and freedom. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, Amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Let's talk to Thomas in California. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I want to compliment Allie. You did the right thing just throwing that book away. It is absolute garbage.
You're talking about the Mark the book written by radio talk show host and competitor of Free Talk Live, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin, yes, exactly, because a friend recommended that book because I wasn't sure where I stood politically, so he recommended it, and I'm like, okay, I'll keep an open mind. I got through maybe half of it, and I just threw it away. Well, I still have it. I didn't throw it away. It's just sitting on my shelf.
Tossed it aside.
Wait, what did he say the other night? I sometimes I'll take a nap in the afternoon. If I get real early, I'll take a nap before Free Talk Live. And when I wake up, it's the hour before we're going on the air, and that's when Levin starts his show. So I think he's 6 to 9 live, and we're 7 to 10 Eastern live. So I heard some of it once when I was waking up recently, and he was attacking Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah.
He was just on the warpath against Ron Paul. And just the comment that he made was just so absurd about, and I wish I could remember exactly what it was. I was, you know, half asleep at the time when I heard it. But he was essentially saying that he was talking about the free market like he knew something about it. and it was just a bunch of nonsense. I mean, he was basically just pointing out that, you know, that he was completely ignorant on this topic, but yet still talking through, you know, both sides of his mouth about how he, you know, he was basically saying we had a free market, and it was just nonsense.
Yeah, that was the frustrating thing I remember about just sort of looking at his book was he would make it sound like he was about to make a case for liberty, and then when you read into it, it's all this hate and, you know, anti-gay, anti-Muslim, like just very, you know, Republican-y, I guess. I don't know
all
how to describe it.
Fear-mongering and hate-mongering and, you know, all the usual stuff. That's why I never watch any of the Fox News, any of that stuff. Any of the mainstream stuff I can't stand because they represent the status quo. And the status quo is not really sustainable, and Ron Paul knows that. That's why they are attacking Ron Paul, because, you know, hey, he's talking about a dramatically different system of...
Right, Ron Paul's a threat to the system that is their bread and butter. I mean, it's really easy for them to get on the air and, you know, kind of take one side or the other, usually the Republican side, but as you said, Mark, sometimes they like to give the Republicans a little gentle critique just to show how independent they
are. Mostly what their critique is to say that I'm not a Republican.
Oh, really?
That's mostly what the repeat. You know, I'm not a Republican. I just sound remarkably like one.
Well, sometimes
they always support them.
They'll find an. Well, no. Sometimes they'll find an issue and they'll say, you know, I don't agree with this Republican on so and so issue, but most of the time I agree with him completely.
Right.
Thomas, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I wish I could better remember what it was that he said, but it was just so absolutely ludicrous, and it was in the context of Ron Paul and just this all out attack on him. 855-453, which I love what Lionel said when you're taking fire, it means you're over the target. As far as Lionel is another talk
right.
show host.
Right, you know, the idea that they're not even... now they're actually talking about the stuff that Ron Paul's talking about. They're critiquing what he has to say. Before that, you know, they'd send Giuliani out and... you know, but his message is beginning to resonate with people. I was listening to MSNBC tonight, and even... it's very interesting to me. People will call the media liberal. And this is patent nonsense, and here's why. I was listening to NBC tonight, which is MSNBC tonight, which is the liberal media. It is the liberal media. And they were dismissing Ron Paul as kind of, you know, this throwaway candidate, the silly guy that and all his stuff. If the liberal media isn't supporting Ron Paul, then the liberal media can't be liberal. The media is, you know, they're talking about Newt Gingrich. MSNBC is talking about Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney as though they're the front runners. Wouldn't the liberal media be downplaying the conservatives? I mean, nobody's going to say that they're not conservatives, right? So in that,
so where is their allegiance then, if it's not with the liberals?
Their allegiance is with the state. The media is statist. It is not liberal necessarily. They do have liberal media. MSNBC certainly supports the blue side of the aisle, and Fox tends to support the red. But don't be fooled into thinking everything the media says is a liberal bias. It's a statist bias. Now, I understand that Republicans want some freedom in certain areas, especially, you know, they claim Republican voters are often want fiscal freedom for people. And, of course, they want to legislate morality. Democrats, the other side, they want to have a very controlled economy, but
right.
You know, should be able to do what you want freely inside of it.
So in one sentence, this Levin will say something, and I'm sure Savage is the same way, you know, he'll say something about, you've got to support the free market. And then 2 minutes later, talk about how he, you know, wants to restrict the marketplace by not allowing immigrants to, you know, to come here and add themselves to it.
Or, you know, other kinds of restrictions. I mean, you know, just no shortages of Republicans wanting to restrict this or restrict that. And, you know, you don't even have to say that you're for the, you know, when you claim to be for the free market and then you support politicians who over and over again, it's not like we don't know what these people are going to do. We've had them for no more than 200 years. They don't change.
Let's go to Calvin in Missouri. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Allie. Hey, Mark, how you guys doing?
Great, Calvin. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm glad you guys are touching on the hate-mongering, fear-mongering that's going on in the media.
What's going on? Where? I'm sorry, you got cut off there for a moment. The hate-mongering that's going on where?
Oh, in the media, in the mainstream media.
Gotcha.
Here in Missouri, there's a local host, Dana Lash. I'm not sure if you guys have heard her or not. She's a popular female conservative, as she builds herself. And today she was talking in response to the debate, the Fox News debate that happened last night. And she was talking about how crazy some of Ron Paul's ideas are, and at the same time saying that she's a fan of most of his ideas. But she was talking about Iran and Muslims in general, how they, it's not, you know, Ron Paul said something during the debate that, well, we can't generalize all Muslims and go to a war against the Middle East, the entire Middle East. And she said, well, you know, we're not talking about the entire Middle East. We're just talking about Ahmadinejad and a few of the unruly dictators over there. But then right after that, she follows up with, well, you know, the Muslims and the Book of Islam is a cult, and, you know, it's their fault for believing it, and they hated us before 10 years ago, they hated us now, and they're going to hate us after.
Yeah, you
so
know,
it,
when
it,
I was what, growing up, before 10 years ago, I never felt this. I never said to myself, those darn crazy Muslims when I was growing up. We were all scared to death of the Russians back then. So
right.
Then there's a new boogeyman in town.
Right, and that's really where it's come from. I don't know how Muslims felt about Americans 20 years ago. I have no idea, but or in general or specifically, I don't know anything.
Muslims, there's built like a billion something Muslims, right? I mean, they feel differently.
Yes. How could they not?
Yeah.
Right, and you know, another thing she mentions, too, is that you just inherently hate America, and she doesn't really source the hatred where it comes from, and this is one thing she disagrees with Ron Paul about, our foreign policy. She thinks we should have a warmongering foreign policy, much like we have now. But the thing is I don't think she understands the non-aggression principle, because I think it's pretty common knowledge, at least in the libertarian circle, that the reason why we have a problem with terrorism is because we're the original occupiers of foreign countries. And I always ask my friends and family this, that if there was any other soldier from any other country occupying our nation, don't you think we would react at least in the same nature that they
you
are?
You have to understand the non-aggression principle to understand that. The terrorists, in all their writings and everything they say it. And can you imagine how utterly hard-headed you have to be, and how thoroughly ensconced in your belief you have to be to just choose not to listen to people that have this complaint. I mean, it doesn't matter whether the United States military commits the atrocities. It doesn't matter whether it's the terrorists that are committing the atrocities. They just won't listen, and the media doesn't report what's being said.
It's all because they're emotional about it. They don't want to hear anyone say that the United States had any part in 9/11.
Right, and these talk show hosts, and Calvin, thank you for the call tonight. These talk show hosts are pandering to that emotion and that kind of American pride by saying they hate us because of our freedoms, even though there's no evidence of that.
We have fewer freedoms than we did 10 years ago.
Right. More coming up here at 855-453. It's just fear mongering. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.